Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Everybody gather around.
Everyone listen up. Gather around.
Today is so weird.
It's weird today.
Is it weird? Is it weird?
And why is that?
Today is National No Rhyme, No Reason Day.
No rhyme. No, he's
got no rhyme, got no reason.
No rhyme or reason, dude.
There is no rhyme or reason.
Don't try and analyze it. There's no rhyme or reason.
No reason
at all.
That's gonna be weird.
Told you.
Okay, whatever.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm these three meteorologists.
All right, start the crowd out. There we go. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer Morty, waking you up, making you feel good. Wednesday morning, 6:10, show number 2184.
No rhyme or no reason day. Isn't that every day in this studio?
On this show.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what's going on, but there's no rhyme, no reason.
No, there is not. That's fine. That's fine by me. I like that. No rhyme, no reason Wednesday. Okay. And it's only when I was kind of optimistic. I was feeling good. And you and Morty were like, it's only Wednesday. I said, no, I feel good about
we
that.
We shot a hole in that enthusiasm.
I know, but I was, okay, I'm not happy. I'm not happy either. Boo!
Yeah, my tea sucks.
Okay. I can't make a good cup of tea this morning to save my behind.
Nothing.
I just can't. Everything's...
All right, well... Yeah. Let's see if things get better this morning.
Yes, they will, Mike. They will. You know what? I have a nice new bra on. I'm very happy about my bra.
Nice.
I have new underpants on, too.
So. Look at you.
I know. Thank you. And I smell good, don't I? I smell nice.
And it's not even a payday week.
No, it's not. How did I pull that off?
I don't know, but good for you. You just feel better when there's new underwear.
I do.
All right.
You're nice.
Now, did you wash them before you wore them?
I do. I wash them before I wear them. Yeah. I can't just...
Slap them on and...
No. Got to do it.
All right. Mix of sun and some clouds today. I thought it was going to pour yesterday.
I know.
Everybody did. Nothing.
Nope.
High today near 94, got 79 now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is pretty funny. In a survey, 64% of Americans say they have to go down every aisle in the grocery store. Every aisle. They go down, up the other one, down, up the other one. All of them. On another note, almost 80% say they have a tendency to leave the store with more than they intended to buy. I will say I'm a shopper like other places. Grocery store, I know what I need. I go where I need to get it. Even if I'm buying tons of stuff, I go where I am not an up and down the aisles. Why do you go through the pet aisle if you don't have pets?
I get it.
You know? Mm-hmm. Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
Up and down. You're going to spend more money, people. Don't keep it
in
check.
I normally go to a store, or we go to a store.
Yeah.
Jody and I go to a store that we know.
Yeah.
And unless they move stuff and screw everything up.
You know where what you need is, right?
I'll go get this. You go get that. We'll meet at the counter. Go.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if I'm at the mall, that's a little different story. But, yes.
Okay.
New study found that... I don't even believe this one. Found that women find men more attractive when they mumble. They think that guys that mumble are attractive. Now, you guys don't think that's attractive at all in women, however. Women who speak clearly are much more attractive to you guys. I get it, because they're not attractive unless they're all on. But if something's not working for you guys, you know what? Shove
that's
some
amazing.
Marbles
that,
in
that,
your
that,
mouth.
That is amazing to me.
I don't get
Jody's
that.
Son, Brandon?
Yeah.
Big mumbler.
Yeah. He's very quiet. It's I don't... What did you...
And all the sentences run together.
Right. I don't know. I don't get it. Well, see, he's married.
Yeah.
He's happily married.
Got
he's
a nice family now.
Mumbler! Mumblers are sexy, ladies, for us, apparently.
Well, then I'm just practicing my mumbles.
There you go.
Jeez.
And Morty, just for you, Kraft is bringing back their mac and cheese flavored ice cream for a limited time. Earlier this summer, they put out about 6,000 pints, and they went so fast. Now, in about an hour, actually, those sold out. $12 for the pints. They can be purchased on, it is called Van Leeuwens. It's Leeuwens on their company website, and you can order them now. So, yeah, mac and cheese flavored ice cream. It got rave reviews. People loved it. So, Try it out if you have not already. I don't know, maybe that over the pumpkin spice for the winter. Why not?
Maybe.
You miss anything on this show, it is so simple. You can catch up on our podcast. You know what? Do it over the long holiday weekend. Why not? Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.com.
Duran Duran has a brand new song out, Carla.
Cool.
This is called Anniversary. What does it take beneath the skin to keep from letting go? Some moments burned into the storm, and some you never know.
I dig it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Now, I don't know if the title refers to anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Like, they've been a band together for this many years or whatever the case may be.
It's really cool. I like it.
But new Duran Duran single, it's called Anniversary, and it's out. And I thought, being the first day of September.
Yeah.
September 1st today, all the songs that refer to September.
Try to remember the kind of September.
Oh, my God.
September morn. In the middle of September, we still play out in the rain. Wake me up when September ends. Do you remember?
That's the version from Trolls with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
But I think it's good, though. All the songs September. First day of a new month.
Cool.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. We have the tickets for Alanis Morissette. Carla's hosting another girls' night out, the first in like 2 years.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you have a chance to win those after Toto in Africa.
Can I tell you real quick, does it feel soupy in our studio yet again?
It feels soupy outside of the studio.
The humidity's like 72%. What?
That's
is
ridiculous.
That? What?
We don't live here for that.
Is that? Marty, it's yucky out there.
It's actually nice outside.
Okay.
Can we move this outside?
We're moving outside. Remember when we'd take class outside when it was a nice day?
Yeah.
So cool.
Sit in the grass.
Yeah.
It was very cool. Oh. By the way, the Duran Duran thing, their new song, Anniversary.
Yes. Their 40th anniversary is coming up.
Oh, so it does have something to do with.
Yeah, they said it's a special song for us.
Well,
so
very good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Alanis Morissette with Garbage, Liz Phair. October 2nd, T-Mobile Arena. This is a girls' night out. Carla is hosting one of her famous girls' nights out. And so, ladies, this is a chance for you and your friend to get together and go with a group of women and hosted by Carla. And you start out at Shake Shack for food and beverage.
Yep.
And then we're thrown in for each woman who wins a very special M&C encased rose from Empress Flora. If you'd like to see what we're talking about, just go to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Really nice.
So here we go. We're going to play an Alanis Morissette song backwards.
That's simple.
This clip, simply tell us the title of the song. Here it is. What do you think?
I like it.
Can you do it?
I like it.
702-739-9636. Starting with caller number 9. Ladies, for you only.
Ladies.
Here it is again. All right, from that clip, we're playing backwards. Identify the song by title, starting with caller number 9. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Ladies, giving you a chance to join Carla for another girls' night out with Alanis Morissette. All you have to do is identify the clip from this clip, the title of the song that we're playing backwards. Here it is. Robin, can you identify the song by title?
I hope and pray I do. Isn't it ironic?
Yes! Good job, girl!
so excited. Carla, I got to go about 4 years ago on a girls' night with you. Me and my girlfriend, Kathy, had the best time ever. So I'm so looking forward to this.
Which one was it, Robin?
It was the rock play.
Rock of Ages?
Rock of Ages.
Oh, and that was a blast.
Yeah, she went up on stage with us and... We took selfies and stuff, and we had the best time. So,
Robin, if I'm not mistaken, and now yes, we had a blast. That was when Debbie Gibson was in the audience.
We went up on stage, yeah. And then she was taking selfies.
Yep.
With us.
She took my camera because she's like, your arms are way too short. And she started taking selfies of them.
She says, I have really long arms.
Yeah, that was great. Oh, Robin, I'm so glad you're going to be joining me.
Oh, thank you. I could not be happier. Thank you so much, Mike and Carly. You are the best. I love you.
Okay, Mike, you can talk now.
Thank you.
Poor Mike.
So you got me. Yes. No. Listen. I actually came by a girls' night out. Not the one you were talking about, but I think it was the one at the Riviera.
Yes, it was.
And I left very quickly because I saw that the girls were going to get kicked out of the restaurant. Things were getting so out of control.
Oh, somebody had a few drinks too many. Not me. It was somebody else. I don't do that.
But that gives you an idea of how much fun these are.
Oh, boy. Yes, they are.
They're the best.
And Robin, you already know. So tickets for Alanis Morissette. You start at the Shake Shack for food and beverage. And then we're going to give you one of those M&C encased roses from Empress Flora. This is so cool. It has our logo on the one side, the KKLZ logo on the other. And when you open it up, it actually smells very good.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. So, I'm so excited.
All right, hang on the line. We got to take down some information. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, thank you guys for being there for us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mix of sun and some clouds today, high near 94. Only 79 outside right now. Kind of nice.
Yeah, it is.
Still looks a little smoky out there, though.
I think it's just clouds today.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
What is your most recent earworm?
Ah, please.
Carla brought this song up, and it's a part of an Applebee's commercial. Do we even know who this is?
Yeah. What's his name? What's his name, Morty? I can't remember his name. Walker something. Walker Hayes.
Yeah. Walker Hayes.
Country. You know how much I love country to begin with. I'm at the gym working out. I'm seriously almost the only one in the gym, sucking in my own breath with my mask on.
Yeah.
And this comes up, and in the gym you just hear, oh, my
fancy life.
So Walker Hayes and Applebee's has adopted this as their theme song for their recent campaign.
Yes, and I hate this song, but it's so catchy.
Right.
It's so catchy, and it just bothers me. And I want to turn it off, but I can't. There's something wrong with me.
It's kind of bouncy. It's kind of, you snap your fingers, you start singing along with it.
Yes, it's like that stupid tequila song that I hated by Dan and Shay.
Right.
They're all country songs. That boot scooting boogie song and the achy breaky heart.
And now it's this one.
Fancy life. Oh, yeah, keep playing it, Mike. There we go.
Fancy life.
Fancy life. That's the name of the song.
But see, that's the idea.
I know.
That's the whole idea behind something like that.
We have got to write a stupid song with a stupid hook.
That's catchy and that people hate, but they still like it because it's catchy.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so what is your most recent earworm that when you hear it, you go,
You hate it, but you can't turn it off.
Right.
You just can't turn it off.
Under your breath, you start singing the words.
Fancy like, ooh. Oh, shut up, Carla. You have one, Mike. I know you. Morty, I know you have at least one. I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on to those.
Okay.
Because I already brought yours up, Mike.
Talking about those. Most recent earwig you have. Carla found out that this is hers.
Fancy like.
knows all the words now.
So flippin' catchy, too. And I hate it. Oh, I hate it.
You won't even go to Applebee's anymore.
That's terrible, because now I can't. I can't. I'm sorry, Applebee's. I can't right now.
And you love Applebee's.
I can't do it. I cannot do it.
Okay.
I just can't do it. It hurts me.
Here's mine. Here's my, I'll admit.
This is hilarious.
Because I thought it was somebody else. And when I thought it was somebody else, I said, that's kind of a cool song. And when I found out who it was, I go, now I'm embarrassed. You got to be kidding me. I'm in the backyard, you know, popping and locking.
Dream you got it
back. And my wife, Jody, goes, you like this song? And I said, yes.
Yes.
It's Jonas, right? And she goes, no, it's BTS.
BTS.
Yeah, break it down.
All K-pop. Mike's going all K-pop. Awesome.
I said, no more.
Awesome. I love it. We've gotten some interesting ones. Somebody, of course, somebody mentioned Meghan Trainor's All About the Bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's catchy and annoying, too. That's exactly what they're catchy. But annoying songs. Mm-hmm. Also got Ice Ice Baby. That Ooh. One. Tommy says, that's mine. I can't shut it off. Connie said, Carla, Connie, Tracy, and now Angela said, I am so with you on that stupid fancy song. Drives me nuts. I don't know that I can eat at Applebee's anymore.
Uh-oh.
Said Tracy.
And for the record, we love Applebee's.
We do, but I can't. I'm afraid I'm going to walk in there, and when I open the door, it's going to start playing. I'm so afraid. How do you guys... Yeah,
oh, that's
yours.
The other place, yeah.
Yes, that's yours. So, okay.
Wouldn't that, by the way, wouldn't that be funny?
If any time you open the door.
Fancy
night. No, no, no.
Hey, welcome.
No, you guys, please don't.
What, table for four?
Yeah, can we not? Okay, I can't. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Morty, this is interesting because somebody said, Hozier, take me to church.
Oh.
I hate the song, but it's so pleading. And okay, it is. It's very pleading.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do something here real quick.
Switching it up?
Yeah, I want to do something because I want you to hear Morty's real quick.
Oh, Morty has one.
Morty has one,
I have a
too.
Lot.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo. Now... controversy with this song because it sounds like a song by Paramore. Exactly like a song by Paramore. This
and
is
maybe
called,
that's why it's an earworm for
yes,
me. But
this is called Good For You, the number four, of course.
Oh.
Yeah. Good For You.
This sticks
you.
In your head when you hear it.
Yeah,
well, I'll listen to it, but I don't like the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the... The driver's license girl. You remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's her. That's who that is right there.
See, everybody has one.
Yes.
Maybe one or two.
Yeah, maybe one or two.
All right, don't feel bad if you admit it. That's everybody has one. Look at Carla.
Oh, I got a couple. Oh, no.
Morty's going all, or Carla's going all country now all of a sudden. So. People have these earworms, earwigs, whatever you want to call them.
Earworms, yeah.
Normally, and for the most part, these are big songs.
Yeah, they're huge songs.
Like they're number one for a long time. And that's why they're used in commercials.
Yes.
Like with the Applebee's thing.
Of course. Absolutely. We got a couple. Oh, Lordy. Justin Bieber. Song's called Baby Baby. Morty knows it well. I'm pretty sure, Morty, that you know it well.
That was like his first song ever.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was. It was like 14 or something, mm-hmm. maybe, if even. Yeah, so that one. Also, we got another Ice Ice Baby. Umbrella by Rihanna. That was that Brella Ella.
Ella.
One.
Not a fan of that. There is another version of it that's actually really catchy.
Yeah, who did that?
That's catchier.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All-time low did it. Oh, my God. Actually, we'll listen to that. But
okay.
I hate the song.
Oh, listen to you. Morty will listen to that one. I see how it goes.
Bring it up on your iPad.
Yeah, I know. Sorry,
Potter.
These are flying past me. Somebody mentioned, now, what is this? 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the kid singing doesn't even want to be there, but it sticks in my head every single time.
I mean, commercials could be the other thing, those jingles or those those phrases.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff
absolutely.
Like that.
Now, somebody mentioned, oh, my God, Carla, you brought a boot scootin' boogie. That song was played endlessly back in the day. And you would go into different restaurants like Lone Star and Outback, and they'd be dancing to it.
They had a whole routine.
Yes, they did.
The servers and
the one server fell on a peanut, and then they had to stop doing that.
Somebody also mentioned this song.
Yes.
What do you think?
Just that. She said, it is the catchiest song on earth, and I can't stand it, and I can't turn it off.
Well, see, like we said, more and more. A lot of people have them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Steve Miller Band. They say a mix of sun, some clouds today. Well, maybe even mixed with a little smoke. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
You look out there, it's kind of gray right now.
Ah, thank you, Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. Giving us everything on the first day of September. High today, 94. About the same tomorrow, but heating up over the weekend and all next week. Still 79 out there. And just a word of advice.
Yes.
The 95 west of the Spaghetti Bowl still shut down.
Nasty.
So if you plan to go that way, don't.
No.
Find an alternate route, as they would say. But we'll keep you updated on that with a traffic report a little bit later on next hour. Plus, those REO tickets were given away.
Yes.
Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is unfortunate. Good news, Paul Stanley of KISS, of course, recovering from coronavirus. He did tweet out, he said, my COVID symptoms were mild compared to many others. And let me tell you, it kicked my butt, but it's over now. Well, Gene Simmons has now tested positive for the coronavirus. So they had to cancel a few dates along the way. Now, they're not going to be here till later in the year, of course. But yeah, so just kind of going through the members of KISS, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears says her father, Jamie, allegedly trying to now take money from her. He's stepping away from her, the conservatorship as her conservator. Reportedly, he wants $2 million. Her lawyer said, you know, Britney will not be bullied or extorted by her father.
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me.
Yes.
Because she's not well right now. Okay. Leave her alone.
Leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone. Yes, Dad, leave her alone.
All right, I'll leave. I will have nothing to do with her, but I got to get $2 million first.
Yes, that's right. I'll step away, but boy, if you were planning on going to Bonnaroo, you're not now because it has been canceled due to unsafe conditions caused by Hurricane Ida. That is off. They feel terrible. They put out a statement, so no Bonnaroo Festival this year.
Aww.
The stadium, this is hilarious, the stadium tour featuring Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, they invited David Lee Roth to join, you know, Motley Crue. They actually invited him to join along, open the show. He turned it down because, and I quote, I don't open for bands that I influenced. So he's not going to open for the crew. So
didn't he just get fired for opening for KISS?
A while ago, I believe it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Gene Simmons said something about him.
He said that he's not what he used to be.
Yeah.
That's right. Then he had to apologize. Dave's just a big whiny baby now. A pair of Michael Jordan's, I quote, heavily used boxer shorts are hitting the auction block. They will get around $500. I'll bet they get more.
Wait a second. These are not basketball shorts?
No. They're boxers.
That he wore?
Yes, that he wore. They're blue, like with a black band on them. And they're like, you can see like the elastic. I mean, they're not worn, but they're worn. You know, you can tell they had some, you know,
Did he autograph them?
Did he use them? I don't think he autographed them. I don't know. Is his name in the back of them so he didn't lose them in the locker room? Right? No, Michael, put your Jordan. Yeah, so those are going to be, I can't
They washed them, right?
See.
I mean.
Yes, okay. They did, but still. So I can't wait to see how much these pull in. I mean, his shoes have gone for millions.
Yeah, now
we'll
his underwear.
What his underpants go for.
Carla, if you ever decide to get rid of your underpants.
I'm going to sell them. If I get $500, I can get $100 for mine.
It's
Come
all
on.
For charity. It's all
it's
for charity.
For charity. And I take good care of my underpants. I do. I definitely do. That is my pick.
What we're going to start doing, auctioning off our underpants.
Do you guys have anything? Yes, we got Carla's underpants right here on the tip. No, no T-shirts. Carla's underpants, they are, quote, gently used. How about that? Gently used. Oh, that is my take, sponsored by Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
Yeah. First day of September. I don't know why this has passed us by in previous years. But Barry Gibb. Barry Gibb is 75 today, the only surviving BG brother. Mm-hmm. So he is 75 today. If you want to hear some of his songs. Barry Gibb is 75. You know, every time I hear that song now, Guilty, I think of Richard Marx.
Oh, I know, and right?
How he impersonated Barry Gibb for one line.
Yeah.
One line, got nothing for it.
No, just happened to be, at the studio.
Yeah.
Richard. Oh, my God, I need you. I need you to sing.
Right, exactly. And then, will you leave now?
That's fantastic. I'm off a clunt. You can go.
Happy birthday, Barry Gibb. There's another birthday we're going to celebrate.
Yes, we are.
When we give you a chance to win tickets to go see this band over at the Red Rock REL with another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. That's coming up here in minutes. We're wrapping up the summer. Poolside REO Speedwagon over at Red Rock. Friday night, September 10th. So you have a chance to win tickets. Plus the overnight stay, dinner for two, the grand prize. You're going to have a lot of fun as we, again, wrap up the summer right there at the Sandbar Pool, Red Rock, with REO Speedwagon. And we were talking about Barry Gibb having a birthday today. There's another a great birthday today. And with that, we celebrate with a segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. There you go. If you can identify the name of that song we're playing on our kazoos, you have a couple of tickets for REO Speedwagon and qualify for the grand prize.
Sorry, doing a little conga line with Morty.
Brilliant. Woo! Did you just give it away?
I did. What? Nothing.
All right.
What? Erase that. Hit the dump button, Mike. Hit the dump button.
We'll take it out in post-production.
Well, that would have sounded bad, too.
Here you go. One more time.
Up,
here you go. (702) 739-9636 If you can identify the title of that song we're playing on our kazoos, ninth caller, you got tickets for REO Speedwagon. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for REO Speedwagon with another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. We'll be right back. moment, we have Mike on the phone. Mike, from that clip, can you identify the title of that song we're playing on our kazoos?
It's Conga by Gloria Estefan.
Yes.
Get that, Mike.
Yeah.
It is Gloria Estefan's birthday today. One of my absolute faves. She turned 64 today.
Wow.
Believe that. I know.
More importantly, though, Mike, you got tickets. REO Speedwagon, September 10th. That is over at Red Rock, of course. You qualify for the overnight stay dinner for two. And by the way, for everybody else, second chance to win right now. Go to our website, register for the tickets and the grand prize at 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a 61-year-old man in Phoenix arrested after setting fires inside a Circle K.
Okay.
Police said he was trying to create distractions so he could steal beer.
Yes, there you go. Look over there. There's a fire. Jeez. Wow. Okay.
Couldn't you just say that? Hey, I think something's burning over here.
People have no conscience. All right. Whatever.
First date. Here you go, Carla. First date in Florida. Guy riding a motorcycle arrested on Saturday, leading police on a high-speed chase. He was trying to show off for his date.
Okay.
She was also on the bike. She's yelling, stop, slow down, everything. It's their first date. And I guess they're not going to go out on a second one.
And that's why people are doing virtual dating. That's why.
That's right. We talked about that, right?
Yes. Hybrid dating right there.
It's safe. It's easy.
You don't have to get on the back of the bike yet. Jeez.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
If something like you're in a car, I think somebody else called us, too, and said they started speeding, going through red lights.
Is that impressive? Wow.
You chicks like that?
Yeah, right. No, we don't. No, okay. No. Very careful. Very careful. You can have all the fun you want elsewhere, but not in the car. No, no, no. Jeez. Listen, Chicago police looking for the owner of a white truck. Committing some awful acts. He's been driving around the city of Chicago and egging people at random. He's a serial egger, is what he's doing. I know.
Talking about people just walking on the sidewalk and he throws eggs at them?
Yes, like drive-by egging. Yeah. Oh. No, it's no joke. Many people left just covered in egg from head to toe, because he'll not do one or two eggs. There you go. Now, there's a Facebook group out there with over 700 people. They've been trying to, track his attacks to try to catch him, but they can't seem to catch up with him. This is awful, but it's also, yes, I know.
It's pretty funny.
I know, because I know it'll wash off and all that stuff, but it's gross. I wouldn't be happy.
I mean, I can imagine if it hits you in the head or something.
Well, yeah, and more than one? Bam, bam, bam?
If you're just walking along, on your shirt or something, would it hurt that much?
You drip watermelon on your shirt.
Oh,
that
I know.
Doesn't make you happy.
No, if
you
it got, it's all you okay gotta, until an eggshell gets in your
yeah,
arm.
Yeah, well, and then there's that. Yes, then you're really fried.
How did it go?
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam. Yes, that's right.
Yes, you are fried. I'll give it to you.
And over in Beaufort County, over there in North Carolina, police had to arrest Philip for drug possession. Now, they stopped him after somebody called him to complain about him selling drugs on their street. He was taken to jail, and they couldn't find the drugs until they did. Because where did he stash it?
No.
Yeah, in the old Cheekaroos. when is it? At that split second, I guess, that you think, where am I going to go? Oh, I know what I'm going to do. And because, it's a little harder to either reach around or reach under, I guess, and get it tucked just right. you know, to get Hold that. And depending on, you know, I mean, it's cocaine. Yeah. So, yeah, you got to reach or you got to reach, you know?
The bigger problem
is...
Yes,
Morty, what is the bigger
problem? Bigger problem?
The people who are buying these said drugs from this man...
Yes.
When he reaches behind and grabs them and says, here you go, that's $100.
Morty, everybody knows you put it in your pocket. You take it out of there and you put it in your pocket. You go, oh, there you go. Then you do
What's
the
that smell?
Yes, that's there is no smell to cocaine, right? No, that's not right.
So, I don't think it's the cocaine.
Yeah, that's right. All right then, Phil, I'm gonna trust you.
You must have bought from Phil down the street.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he leaves his mark. He definitely does. Jeez, wow. North Carolina, Beaufort County. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carly. This feel good story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a positive note. This might be actually just a little warning. An Apple Watch, you know, we've talked about this before. An Apple Watch saved a 70-year-old woman's life in Arizona. She was tootling around. It said her heart rate was 174 and that she was in AFib. And it says, go to your doctor. See a doctor. It warns you that you are in AFib. So she went straight to ER. Spent a week in the hospital.
Wow.
They did a lot of tests, found out what was going on. They looked at the numbers. They looked at the number on her watch. They said it's exactly the same. She reached out to Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, you know, and said, hey, you know, just want to let you know.
It works.
This watch saved my life. Well, he responded to her. And he said, you know what? I'm so glad you sought medical attention, received the treatment you needed. Thank you for sharing your story with us. It inspires us to keep pushing forward. So that was very, very cool. But yeah, it saved her life, basically.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Because normally you get that stuff and it never works like it's supposed to.
No, it's not. Can I tell you, you know, our friend Terry and Ed?
Yes.
The same thing happened to Ed about maybe 3 years, 4 years ago. Terry had asked me, I want to get Ed a watch. Do you like yours? I said, I do like it. I really like it a lot. She got it for him, and he got that warning. See your doctor, and it saved his life.
Man.
Yeah. Yes.
Way to go, Apple.
I know. Good job.
Love
good
that job, story. Guys. All right. If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush back. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Those family four packs to see the Aces in the final few games of the season.
Nice.
She has that for you. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow, so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.